Welcome to the Live, Laugh, and Love podcast. It is my prayer that you're living your life to the fullest, laughing through the ups and downs, and loving others as Christ loves you. This is your fabulous host, Minister Devon, bringing you the truth with lots of inspirations and a whole lot of love. Now let's get into it. Psalms 46:10 NIV version states, "Be still and know that I am God." When God created Adam, He put him in the Garden of Eden, a very quiet, peaceful, tranquility place. That's where God met him and spoke with him in a place of peace. Life today can be very noisy. If we allow it, all of us can live stressed, uptight, in a hurry, and on edge. Some of our calendars are so booked, we don't even have time to get on our knees to pray. We just pray on the go. But in the midst of the whirlwind of activities that's going on all around us, we got to learn to not let the busyness, the frustration, and the stress get on the inside of us. It may be hectic on the outside, but deep down in our spirits, we can be at rest because we know that God has us in the palm of His very own hands. Maybe you've been worried for a long time or stressed because a dream hasn't come to pass, or you're upset over a challenge that you're dealing with. But just like God met Adam at a place of peace, God is saying, there may be trouble all around you, but I am calling you to a place of peace. Be still and know that I am God. Come to me and I will give you wisdom. I'll give you strength and I'll give you grace for everything that you face. Think about this. When things get so busy, the children need you, it's a hectic day at the office, you got 1,000 things to do, you have to put your foot down and say, no, that is not an option. If I'm going to be strong, if I'm going to be my best today, if I'm going to have God's favor, I have to rearrange my priorities so I can spend some time with God. When you invest in your spiritual well-being, I promise you it will pay huge dividends in your life. Be still and know that He is God. Father, I love you and I praise you for being the God of peace. Help me to say no to the unnecessary activities that has caused stress and frustrations in my life. I want to draw so close to you, God, and I want to live in that place of peace. I choose to be still. I choose to find rest in you. I declare that I will walk in your wisdom, that I will walk in strength, that I will walk in grace for everything that I face, Father. I trust you. I love you, and I know that my days are ordered by you and you alone. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Until next time, live your life to the fullest, laugh through the ups and downs, and love others as Christ loves you.